Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's New Heights show on education. My name is Sadia Jaz, and I'll be your host for today. We also have Pamela with us today. Hi, Pamela.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So today's show will be on bullying in adults and also children. But first, I would like to tell you about our New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literacy Center. It is a public charity, nonprofit organization. Our website is www.newheightseducation.org, and our contact info is newheightseducation@yahoo.com, and you can call us anytime at 419-786-0247. We are a national and international award-winning organization. The New Heights Educational Group promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. We believe that a child's high-quality school experience includes exposure to diverse people, topics, and learning adventures. Therefore, our goal is to provide a social environment within which parents and students can share educational resources, group activities, field trips, newsletters, meetings, and email or chat room discussions. We welcome all home, charter, and public school families, regardless of educational philosophy, teaching style, or religious beliefs. I would also like to congratulate our award that we won last week to Pamela and our whole group. Heights Educational Group continues its run of recognition, being picked as Company of the Year, nonprofit or government organization, Silver winner of Stevie International Business Award this year. The award is just the latest in a string of acknowledgments for the small Ohio-based organization, focusing on educating kids and adults who need special attention. Earlier this year, the group bagged two awards in the American Business Awards category. Despite being a small organization running on a small budget, the local organization has won national and now international awards. 7 years of successful operation and the recent awards are proof that their organization is set to reach new heights. And because our win, we were automatically added under the People's Choice Awards. So anyone that wants to show their support can visit our webpage and vote for the People's Choice Award, Choice Stevie Award for favorite companies, which is now open for voting and under nonprofit and government, choose the New Heights Educational Group. So, as I said earlier, today's show will be on bullying in youth and adults, and I would like to share this quote with you. "You change your thought and you change the world," by Norman Vincent Peale. And that is definitely really important to understand, and that it helps. And, firstly, bullying is very common, and it actually can happen very easily, and it can happen to anyone, and it should not. Not only does it happen in person, but it also happens online, or in other words, cyberbullying. And I feel like people are more tend to do it behind a computer screen rather than actually going up to a person or a student. And I believe that is so because the person behind the screen feels that no one would even find out or nothing can happen physically to them. And I guess they feel, I don't know, in a way, they feel more confident, I guess. And also, it is easier to type words, like rude words, than to say something rude to a person. And although some people still have the guts to talk me in real life, like some people still do it in real life. So bullying can include teasing, talking about hurting someone else, spreading rumors, or leaving kids out on purpose around students and stuff. Also, attacking someone by hitting them or yelling at them. Also, cyberbullying is similar, except it's like spreading rumors on a social website like Facebook or posting embarrassing photos or videos or creating fake websites or accounts. Bullies often bully others to feel like they have more power to fit in or be popular or have been bullied before in their life. And bullying is not an okay thing because it causes students or maybe anyone at any age to have suicidal thoughts or even attempt to commit suicide. And or they can harm their body, like cut themselves, or it can cause stress or even skip schools or run away from home if they're not treated well at home either. So being bullied or being the bully is neither okay, and no one should be put down for any reason. Parents should be close with their children so their children can easily tell them if it ever happens. So they're comfortable with letting their feelings and tell you the exact story on what's happening. So then, and you, the parent should be very calm and give them advice and tell them what the students should do and talk to their teachers or try to talk to the student's parent who is bullying them. So, Pamela, do you have any experience, or how do you take care of bullying at New Heights?
Yeah, I have some experience. This is a touchy subject for me in general because I've seen a lot of kids bullied in public school setting and, you know, even in other settings. Maybe the 4-H groups that I had belonged to or whatever. And not saying anything bad about 4-H because I love it. But anyways, I'm just saying that, yeah, we have had a lot of experience. But from the very beginning, since New Heights was created and we started to have enrichment days, that was very important to me to really send the message up front every year when we start our enrichment day classes. We have a code of conduct. And all families, not just the students, but the parents, the kids, they all get that code of conduct, and we talk about it in the first meeting that we have, and we say this is the way it is. We will not allow any kind of violence, any kind of bullying, and we set that standard in the beginning. And now we have had some kids that have tested that boundary, but... what we do in general is we kind of turn that right back around, that energy, where we stop everything. We'll stop a class, we'll stop anything, and we will focus on that bully, and we will say, why did you do that? Nobody wants 15 eyes or plus staring at them and waiting for that answer.
Right.
And but again, treating that person with respect, in the sense of, you know, because we care them, we care about them also as students, and we want them to have a good time. We want them to be part of things, but we won't let them make other people feel bad. And one of the things I've noticed with having this kind of attitude towards this situation is they stop doing it. Maybe they'll try twice, and we won't have another issue. And the children that were witnessing the bullying that's in our group that are already established in the Enrichment Day classes, they instantly forgive that child, and it's like taking them right back into a family. And everyone gets along so well because that standard is in place. And we've had kids from kindergarten to high school working together in the culinary classes and so cohesive. But you have to have a standard, and you have to mean it. And if you don't mean it, then things fall apart. So we mean it.
That's a good thing because, I mean, the person who's bullying is not – there must be a reason behind why. And I mean, it also – should be cared about, but that person should be told not to. And if there is more, if it happens again, there should be some consequence. And so although bullying does not only happen to children or teens, it has occurred to adults. Last year in New York, a 6-year-old school bus monitor, Karen Queen, was bullied on the bus by students so much that she couldn't help her tears that started to come out. Her video was posted on YouTube and it went viral. And among many of the people who watched it was a man named Max Sudowoz. He raised 23 social media campaigns. That campaign raised $703,873. After all that, she felt so grateful, and she started her own foundation to help kids everywhere who are bullied every day. You can visit her website at www.KarenCleanFoundation.org. And to me, it seems very hard to believe that kids would have the nerve to do that to an adult who's that hasn't done anything to you. And it's very wrong and a very sad experience for anyone being bullied. And everyone can help being bullied. Everyone can help bullying or hate by not saying anything at all if you have nothing nice to say. Everyone has probably heard that so many times, but it's so true. And it really needs to, that phrase really needs to stay strong. So then everyone can just mind their own business and stay and do what you need to do, not what you can do. This is a very serious problem, and everyday kids, teens, and maybe even adults get suicidal thoughts, and that's very important, and especially when they're going through something like this. And just be responsible for your actions and teach children that everyone is different and there really is no such thing as normal. And parents, please talk about this topic with children and tell them in a way that they will understand, and also smaller children, that they won't get scared. Some websites for more information on bullying is www.bullyfree.com, www.stopbullying.gov, and www.stompoutbullying.org. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you so much, Pam, for joining me also. Next week's topic will be students starting middle school, high school tips and advice, and I'm sure many families are getting ready for the new school year, and I hope everyone has a good one, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. Thank you, Tamla.
Yep, have a good
Once again.
Thanks.
Yep, you too. Yep. Goodbye.